No problem, no problemo. Oh yeah? Well, here's the memo. It's Rhyme and Reason 898.
Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh yeah.
Hey there, Tony here. And recently I was thinking back on a two-week booking that I had in Erie, Pennsylvania with my brother. He and I had just arrived and we unloaded our music gear and clothes and took them into the hotel. But I left a few boxes and assorted items in the back of my pickup because it was our first night in town and we were tired from a long drive. Plus, the truck was parked inside the hotel's secure lot for guests, and I'll have to put air quotes around secure. No problem, right? No problemo. Yeah, no problem for a certain scumbag, you could say, because the next morning I went down to my pickup to head out somewhere for lunch. I know that sounds kind of odd when you're the next morning you went out for lunch. It was a musician's morning, okay? Anyway, but as I was walking up to the pickup, I noticed the hatch lift to my topper was open, and that's not a good sign. So when I went around to look, I found papers and all sorts of things torn and tossed all around the back of the truck. Some of my personal property, including a can with a substantial amount of coins, was gone. And as you might guess, I was livid. Now here's a side note. Synonyms for livid, and they all apply. Furious, angry, infuriated, irate, fuming, raging, seething, incensed, enraged, angered, beside oneself, wrathful, ireful, maddened, cross, annoyed, irritated, exasperated, indignant, informal, mad, boiling, wild, seeing red, hot under the collar, up in arms, foaming at the mouth, on the warpath, steamed up. Yeah, that was me. If you've never had to deal with a violation like that, consider yourself fortunate. When someone crosses the line of your property, even if it's in the back of your car or pickup, that's already a violation. But when they steal what you've worked for, what you've worked hard for, that's an exponential increase to the violation. And in my case, it was even worse than that. Because, of course, nothing was ever recovered. And my insurance wouldn't cover it because they said I hadn't properly protected my property. So, property lost, lividity vented, and lesson learned. But one of the reasons I brought this up is because of how many Americans don't seem to even feel the slightest bit violated by criminals crossing our property lines every single day and night. And so many Americans aren't livid about how much of our money is stolen by our own government to give to those criminals. It's demented, despicable, and devoid of intelligence. I mean, here we are, trillions of dollars in debt, and yet somehow politicians find a way to take your money and give it to criminals. Yes, criminals. Every single person who crosses property lines, aka the border, without going through the gate, is a criminal. And I don't care if it's a family of four who want, quote, a better life. And I don't care if it's a guy who, quote, just wants to get a better job so he can take care of his family. When you enter someone's property without an invitation, you are a criminal. But no problem, right? Or should I say no problemo? It's just people moving from one place to another. Hey, I've done that a lot of times, and each one of those times was to set up something better. So what's wrong with that, right? What makes me think I can move around to different parts of the world and others can't? Nothing. I never said that. But the difference is, I didn't cross somebody's property lines illegally, and I didn't steal money from other people in order to make my move. Yes, I'm better off than a lot of people in the world, but that doesn't mean that this should be Never Never Land.
Sometimes this world brings my bad side out. I get so let live and share the dream. So much depending on tomorrow. Heaven only knows where tomorrow goes. Why must we beg and steal and borrow? A temporary place, an empty bag of tricks. of the sand, living in the never, never land, where the mind is always quicker than the land, living in the never, never land, never, never land. Let the sun shine on my face, then maybe I'll keep emotions in check, and I'll still trust the human race. So much at stake, so much to lose now, can't we understand?
Okay, there you have it, my little musical rant. And yes, I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm better off than a lot of people in the world because I was born into a country where I was at least free enough to pursue my dreams and goals. But even if I wanted to go live somewhere else in the world, I'd be sure to follow their rules for entry and for citizenship. As long as those rules didn't violate basic human rights, you know, to life and liberty, no problemo. So there you have it, from feeling violated in Erie, Pennsylvania, to an Erie violation of our national sovereignty. Do I know how to rant or what? Okay, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, and it's always brought to you by TonyFunderburg.com, and that's always the place you should go if you haven't already done this, and jump on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon. Hey, everybody should be on the bandwagon because it's the bandwagon, and I'll send you free stuff. If I can't just entice you to just be on there just because, I'll send you free stuff. It'll come right to your inbox, and you'll get stuff that you can't find even here on the podcast. And speaking of the podcast, as always, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you.